I welcome now to the studio a structural and civil engineer and also local councillor and from Michael Blacker Partnership. Mike Blacker, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're here to talk about the Limes Club Pub, who sadly this Saturday the Limes will close forever. But you do have planning for a new pub and we'll talk about that in a moment. But firstly, Mike, can you tell me a bit of history about the Limes itself, please?
Yes, certainly. The original pub on the site was the Griffin, and that was right on the front corner where the car park is now. About 1976, they built a new pub, which was also called the Griffin, behind the existing Griffin, and they knocked the Griffin down, and it's buried under the car park. They put it all in the cellar. And then a new landlord took over sometime in the 80s, and they changed the name to the Limes after the substantial lime tree that's in the garden.
Ah, that's where it came from.
Yep.
Okay. So, as we said, sadly, the Limes is closing on Saturday and going to make way for some new houses. But why couldn't maybe they convert two of these houses, or maybe just leave the pub where it is and build the houses around it?
Yes, unfortunately, we did actually try that, but the planning permission for the houses is quite specific on the area they need, and that unfortunately knocked 4 metres off the front of the pub, so that wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. So the deal that we've done with the developer is there are two houses facing Southcote Road which they will not build, and they will sell us, not cheaply I'm afraid, but they will sell us the land that these two houses were going to stand on and a fraction more at the back to give us some sort of amenity area at the back, and we've now got planning permission to build a new pub.
It just seems so ludicrous, really. You've got a pub already there to have to knock it down and rebuild it. That's just crazy.
It really is a terrible, terrible shame. Unfortunately, the pub was owned by Enterprise Inns, and they decided that the land was worth more than the business of the pub. Mm. They paid no attention to it, didn't spend any money on it, and obviously it lost custom. And since the Limes Action Group have been running it, which is since February this year, we've doubled the turnover. So it just goes to show, if they'd actually put a bit of initiative into running the pub, it could have been a very profitable business indeed.
Indeed, but by the sounds of it, that's not what they wanted to do, which doesn't help you. But with this new pub, how much is it going to cost to build?
The actual build cost, allowing for a builder's profit, is about $455,000. But I'm afraid that's not the end of the story. Mm. We've got to buy the land to put it on, and the developer is still entitled to his profit. Mm-hmm. So basically, the total package is going to be about £1 million. And I don't want that to frighten anybody, because it's not quite as frightening as it looks, because it only takes 100 people to put £5,000 of shares in. You've got £500,000. I've already spoken to a bank and to a funding agent, and they're all quite enthusiastic. So as long as we can get the starter cash, I'm confident we'll be able to borrow the rest of the money to build it, and build it reasonably quickly.
Now, I know you're selling shares for around £500, £500 mm-hmm. blocks, but how many of these do you think you'll need to sell to make this viable?
Well, basically, the share proposal that will be out later this week will indicate a minimum purchase of £500 and a maximum of £100,000. Now, whether anybody's actually going to put £100,000 in, I don't know, but you can see you only need a couple of people to put, say, 20, 25,000 in, and all of a sudden the numbers you actually need go down. The pub in Brighton, which we've been following, they had 1,400 people. They had a number of people put £1,400 mm-hmm. in, and within 6 weeks they'd got £720,000.
Wow.
So if the community want it, it's there, but now we are going to have to convince them that they can afford it.
Yes. So for those who are investing, say, £500, mm-hmm. apart from the new pub, what else are they going to get in return?
Well, obviously, all shares will pay dividends. So initially, there will be loan repayments, which will diminish the actual level of profit. But The pub at this moment in time is making somewhere between 20 and 25% profit. So we'll have a contingency fund for repairs and renewals, but we intend to be able to pay dividends, and as time goes by, the dividends will become better and better.
So we're seeing so many pubs, what do you say, something like 18 pubs a week closing nowadays. So are you feeling... Are you feeling that this is going to be a success?
I'm absolutely, totally confident. Otherwise, I wouldn't have spent all the time and effort, and neither of all the other people who've helped. I'm absolutely confident it can be a success, because what we've shown is that with a little bit of tidying up and a little bit of promotion, we've doubled the turnover of the original pub. The pub doesn't do food. The toilets are not exactly a delight. The new pub... we'll do food to suit the local community. It's not going to be a gourmet pub. We're going to do decent food. We'll do some decent craft ales and lagers. And we'll make it a community pub for friendly and for families.
So what's the timescale you have for this?
Timescale is I need to collect probably around 200,000 by the end of this month.
Ooh.
Which ones? Well, it's not frightening. Again, you've just got to look at it. It's numbers.
Yes.
If people are willing to put some money in, we'll raise that easily. But that may stretch. That will allow us to continue the final negotiations with the developer to agree the price of the land. And then I think he's been generous, and I'm sure he will allow us the time. He told us he will allow us the time to get the rest of the money in, so we'll be able to collect a certain amount of money, borrow the bit to secure the land, and then build the pub. The developer is going to build the shell of the pub at cost,
right.
So that should be about 20%, 15%, say, less than the 455,000 that I quoted you earlier on.
And I know you've got a public meeting coming up next week as well.
Yep, on the Tuesday the 23rd of October, 7 o'clock in Canada Hall, in Battlebridge Lane, Merstham. We'd like as many people, please, to attend as possible. I'm hoping to have a speaker who's already bought their own pub, and he's the leader, and they're making a lot of money, so it can be done, and I hope he's going to come and talk to us. But whether with or without him, I'd like everybody to be there, because I can show you how easy it is. It just takes a little bit of money, a little bit of fortitude, and then we can have our own pub, and there'll be no brewery ever to take it away from us.
Well, it's something that community kind of needs, because there's nothing else really within this area, is there?
No, there's nothing else. The pub should have been a gold mine, because there isn't a passing trade, therefore it's all people who can walk, and there's something like five thousand people in our area, all who within a half mile radius to walk to the pub, and that's why I go there, because I can walk round there. These days of drink driving, it's perfect, and it needs to be promoted to keep.
So sadly, you do close on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So when does demolition and then rebuilding commence?
The demolition, I'm told, probably won't take place to the end of the month.
Right.
But obviously, the developer has got to take soil samples and do soil tests and what have you. And we've got Sunday, so that's Sunday the 21st and Monday the 22nd to clear it out. We've got storage locally at a very cheap rate. So we're going to take out what we need for the new pub and put it in storage.
Well,
all hands on deck, please. Need some help.
Definitely, yes. But I wish you all the best with it. So it is sadly saying goodbye to the Limes, but hopefully saying hello to the new Griffin.
Yes, please. That's what we're trying to do.
Mike Blacker, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Tess.